in Dayton, Ohio, here to talk about the NCAA tournament, as well as, yes, the sweatiest coach in college basketball. Seth Greenberg of ESPN joins us now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Seth, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's easy for me. I'm in the main. You're talking about finding this sweat 16. First Pearl's going to win that. Hands down.
You think? Over Sean Miller?
Down. over Sean Miller. And Mizzen, they make great shirts. They got this performance fabric, great styles. But the greatest thing is that, you know, especially for guys like you in your region, when it's so damn hot, you can put those things on. And you know what? You're not only going to look good because they can make an old guy like me look good, but you're going to be cool. So life's good. So those coaches that sweat a lot, like Bruce Pearl, he sweats through his suit. He sweats so much, he needs to get one of these Mizzen Main. And if you go to MizzenMain.com and you vote for the sweatiest coach, you have the potential to win shirts for a year and a trip to any game you want to go see. That's game at Cameron, the Dean Dome,
nice,
Rupp, or Fog Allen Fieldhouse. Sometimes the stuff is really good. It's really comfortable. Don't have to. You throw it in the washer. No wrinkles, no dry cleaning bills, easy to pack, pull it right out. I wear them on game day. Life is good.
That's my kind of shirt, now, Seth.
I mean, it's good. Even you guys would look good.
How would you have done in the sweatiest, if you were still patrolling the sidelines?
I'd probably a sweet 16, you know, elite 8 guy. I mean there's some pigs in that group. I mean it's ugly.
All right, go to MizzenAndMain.com. Like Seth said, you get a chance to win free Mizzen and Main dress shirts for a year and a trip to any college basketball game of your choice next season. All right, the brackets were released yesterday. Any big surprises in terms of seeding? Any big surprises in terms of snubs for you, Seth?
I thought the Michigan State, you know, I thought they were the best number two, and as the best number two, their reward was to play the overall number one. That doesn't make any sense to me. It just doesn't make any sense to me. And, you know, Michigan State beat three times, has an easier path to the Final Four than Michigan State. So that's not, that doesn't make sense. And that Washington, all right, was the regular season Pac-12 champion, but they got beat by Oregon twice. Oregon's won their last eight. Oregon's a 12. Washington's a 9. Didn't make much sense to me there. You know, I think I do think the committee overall did a very, very good job. It's a thankless job. I think the conspiracy philosophy is alive and well because you got Louisville playing Minnesota. Come on, Rick Pitino's flying back from Greece for that one. you've got Bobby Hurley with a potential to play Nate Oates and his old Buffalo team. Are you kidding me? That's a conspiracy right there. So, but overall, I think the committee did a really, really good job. And I actually like Arizona State to win their playing game, and I like Arizona State to beat Buffalo.
Wow. Do you really? Okay, see, now let me ask you this. Because Seth, it can happen, because we've seen ASU, they've got a wacky collection of athletes who, when they're all rolling, they can be a pretty formidable force. They just haven't been able to sustain much. If they beat Buffalo, who knows what could happen for that ASU team? Because that bracket down there in that quadrant, it's not that crazy if they can get past Nate Oates' team, like you said.
Yeah, they got to get past St. John's first, which will be like looking in the mirror, except they got more big guys. But look, I mean, Nate Oates has done a really good job. But I mean, if you look, they also have, you know, losses in the MAC, and the PAC's bad, but it's not the MAC.
Mm-hmm.
Now Toledo's really good. I mean, Bowling Green had a good season, but it's like looking in the mirror, and it's not just because they coach together. Both are going to play fast. Both are really athletic. Both take bad shots. You know, both will do some things that are ill-advised. But look at the athleticism on this Arizona State team. Cheatham. I mean, Lugansdort is an Alabama running back playing basketball. I mean, I love Lugansdort. Remy Martin's explosive and fast in the open court. They've got legitimate depth. They've got to defend consistently and have a little bit more discipline. But that's the same thing with Buffalo. So the one thing about Buffalo, they play the same winning, losing. They're going to shoot threes, even though they're not great three-point shooting a team, and they are going to play at a ridiculous tempo.
Talking with Seth Greenberg, college basketball analyst for ESPN. He's also got a promotion going on with Mizzen and Main. You can go to MizzenandMain.com for a chance to win free dress shirts for a year just by voting for the sweatiest college basketball coach. Selfishly speaking, Seth, I have a great interest, even though they lost in the SEC championship game. I like the way Tennessee is made up. I like their blend of talent and experience. How would you handicap their chances to take home this whole thing?
No, I like Tennessee. I like Tennessee. It starts with the point guard. This is the year of the little leader. And what I mean by that is, if you look around the country, Trey Jones at Duke, Xavier Simpson, Michigan, Cassius Winston at Michigan State, Jordan Bone at Tennessee, you're talking about an elite player. You're talking about a guard that can get in the lane, can defend the ball, make a shot, has a toughness about him, doesn't want to get off the court. So they've got him. They've got Grant Williams. They've got Admiral Schofield. Let's all salute Tennessee. I mean, they're good. Now, Jordan Bowden has got to make shots off the bench. They've got to get something out of their bench. That's my concern for Tennessee, but they're a very good basketball team.
All right, Seth, you know that people love the matchups in the games, but they love their brackets more than anything. In what you've learned over the years in coaching, covering, talking about the tournament, what's eternal? What is constant? What information would our listeners find handy when tackling their own bracket sheet?
The biggest thing is second game, look for, if you want to pick an upset, look for style of play. A unique style of play. That's the key to the art of the upset. If someone is hard to prepare for in 36 hours. Then if you want an early upset, you look at basically who can own the tempo of the game. Because, a lower seed playing a higher seed, can they own the tempo of the game and then can they have someone get hot and get it going? And those are, those are the big things. And don't get seduced by wins. A lot of people get seduced by wins.
Yep.
Buffalo's got a lot of wins. Wofford's got a lot of wins. It's look at the losses. Who they lost to.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And then, wait a second. They've beaten older teams in their league where there's a level playing field, but they weren't even close. If they're playing people close, that's one thing. But if they're not playing people close, then you've got to say, yeah, maybe I don't want to go for that upset. Like Wofford, everyone's on the Wofford train. I'm not on. I think Seton Hall wins that game. Those are things that you want to look at.
Yeah. The number one overall seed, Duke, they got Zion Williamson back. They win the ACC tournament. Obviously a tremendously talented team. But people will point out to detractors from Duke that three-point percentage is really low. Historically, teams that shoot that poorly from three-point range don't win it. Can they overcome that?
Well, he did in the ACC tournament. They won three in 3 days, and the guy just came back. They get old-fashioned three-point plays. They get more N1s than anyone I've seen. They get more easy baskets than anyone I've seen. Their ability to play ahead of the defense out of their defense is phenomenal. Their ability to get to the glass. But Zion, to me, he's the energy giver of all time. His ability to raise everyone's play with his energy. Look, he's skilled. Yeah, he can pass the ball. Yeah, he's got a high basketball IQ. You see how his teammates respond to him?
Oh, yeah.
To me, that's the thing. His ability to raise everyone's play around him is the difference. Others respond to him, and that's what I think makes Duke even that much more special.
And you know what? Real quick, Seth, it's also the thing where most people who are sick of Duke, it couldn't wait for them to lose at any point in the tournament. I think Zion changes that to the casual basketball fan. I don't know.
Likeability.
Yeah, likeability. Do you agree with that?
I do. But I've played against Duke for 8 years. I mean, and they were not so likable. these dudes are likable. They really are. They play with a smile on their face, and he's the reason why. He can even have a wardrobe malfunction and be likable. it's on point. They become the way they play, the enthusiasm which they play. They're not a great Duke shooting team when you think of great Duke teams, but they're exciting. They play fast. And he's a genetic freak, some of the plays he makes. But it's his enthusiasm and his energy, to me, that's different.
Seth, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it, especially on the Monday after the brackets come out. And good luck with everything with Mizzen and Maine and the Sweat 16 giveaway.
Sweat 16, I'll tell you one thing. And I'll tell you, the weather you have, you got to get a couple. Go to Nordstrom's. Nordstrom carries it. Stuff's great.
Thanks, Seth. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, guys.
Seth Greenberg, ESPN, also working with Mizzen and Maine for the Sweat 16. You vote for the sweatiest coach in college basketball.